Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Crossroads Podcast today for part three of a special three-part interview we've been doing with our good friend Tom Donnan. Now, folks, if you missed any of the prior interviews, you really need to go back and catch up. I do not have the time to rewind and play everything all over again, okay? But Tom has been sharing with us some things that most people didn't know about, hence today's title. You didn't see this one coming, right? But we've been talking about all of the supply chain disruptions, the mandatory vaccines, the energy crisis, the rising energy costs, the cost of living going up. All these things are happening right before our very eyes. And today, we're going to continue along that discussion with different things that politicians are doing right now. And then Tom's going to share with us a unique vision that the Lord showed him. And it's going to be something that you'll definitely want to hear. But right now, let's jump back into the interview, the conclusion of this interview with Tom Donnan.
Bridges that are all over the place because of strife here and there. You know, Australia doesn't want to send or sell coal to China because they've ticked them off, rightly so. You know, and so now China is cutting back on their manufacturing because they can't produce enough electricity. And if you cut back on the energy resources, then that's going to be the same situation that's going to help happen elsewhere. So energy is going to increase, products are going to increase. So now we're talking about inflation, which is already happening, even though they say that it's not bad. It is bad. And that's going to be hopefully not going to hyperinflation. But when you're printing so many trillions of dollars, I can't see how it's not going to happen. And so then how do you prepare yourself for this? And this is why we do these broadcasts, because we always come back to Jesus, which we're going to be talking about more towards the end.
Yep. Amen. You know, I remember... this is, it was years ago. Let's just say years ago. And I was taking like an economics class. And it's the best explanation of inflation and supply and demand that I've ever heard. The instructor said, okay, you and I own an apple orchard. You have yours. I have mine. You know, we go up there and we bring our apples to the market and we're selling them for, you know, a bushel for a dollar. Right. Say there's 30 apples in the bushel. We're selling for a dollar. Each bushel is a dollar. A flood comes through and takes out your apple trees. Now I'm the only one. Okay. I'm going to sell it now for $5 a bushel. Right. And that works well. But then drought takes over. And now I'm only left with a couple of trees that left are producing. And now I've got one bushel of apples. That's all I have to sell to a whole town. So I just lay out individual apples and put down a dollar a piece. And people are saying, you know, oh, my kids need an apple because of some health reason. So, well, I only got this one left and this guy already said he's coming to get it. I'll give you $5 for that apple. Right? Oh, well, okay. Here you can. So now I've established that I can get $5 per apple for my apples now. Right?
Yeah.
And someone says, well, that's not fair because I don't have the money to buy it. So the government says, well, here, we'll give you, you know, extra $100 so you can buy apples this month. And then someone else says, well, it's not fair you give him $100. They go, okay, we give everybody $100. Everybody gets $100 now. Well, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I still only have a bushel of apples. Now everybody has $100. I'm going to charge $80 an apple.
Yeah. You know?
And people are saying, well, the government gave me $100. Sure, I still got $20 left over.
You know? Yeah.
And you're still in a shortage mode, but now prices have gone way up, you know, and that's where we are at right now. You know, the government flooding with, here's all this money because you need to go spend it.
Yeah.
There's still only so many apples.
Right.
And the apple owners, they're like, shoot, this works. They gave them the money to buy my apples.
Yeah.
Price goes up.
Yeah.
Across the board. And that's what we're running into right now. Is like you say, we're not there yet, but it will hit hyperinflation. I remember back in the 70s when we hit hyperinflation before, it was not fun.
No, it wasn't. No.
It was not fun.
I would spend 3 hours in the line at first thing in the morning, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go get gas.
Yep.
You know, make sure that I had enough gas to get to work for the next couple of days.
Yep.
And it was odd and even license plates.
I remember that. Yeah. Exactly. It was here's the 13th and your number ended in an even number. You couldn't get gas today.
Here's a new development that I heard just yesterday, and that was down in Venezuela, which we're talking about hyperinflation hit them a number of years ago. Well, what they're doing now is that they are using flakes of gold to barter for goods. So if you want a haircut, you wind up using a flake of gold. Now, I don't know how many grams they're going to require, but they're using these little bitty flakes in order to get goods and services now. Mm-hmm. Now, I sure hope that it doesn't get that way for us here. Yeah. No, they have that go down that road.
Yep. I remember and a story my grandfather told. He said, back in the Depression, they go searching through the seat cushions trying to find a nickel that may have dropped down there, months or years ago, so they could go buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
He said, then one time when there's hyperinflation took over, he said, you could have a wheelful barrel of dollars go down to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And that's, the two extremes, but that's where we are at. I mean, $15 an hour to work at McDonald's, and McDonald's is always meant to be a $7.50 an hour as a transition type of job. It's never meant to be a career choice. I'm going to be a cashier at McDonald's. That's what I want to grow up to be. It was never supposed to be that way, but they're trying to make it that way. And once they establish, $15 an hour for minimum wage across the board, again, I only got so many apples. if you want an apple and you're making $15 an hour, work for 1 hour, I'll give you an apple.
Yes. So let me give you an example about the way that fiat money increases or gets inflated. And that would be, is that I had read a book, and I can't remember the title of the book, but I was thinking about it. They talk about the Roman Empire. What happened is that they started printing coins that were 95% silver. And then towards the end of the empire, they had 95% other metals in there and 5%. And people just said, hey, I'm not taking this anymore. Yeah. So the example would be is that my father bought a house in 1937, I believe it was, in the south side of Chicago. It wasn't right at the edge. He bought this two-story brick house with plaster walls and wood floors for $9,000, right? He sold it in 67, I think for around, let's say, $21,000. He thought that he had done a really good job. Well, about 8 years ago, that house came up for sale, and I had a friend that was in the real estate market. And so we asked him to set up an appointment so we could walk through the house. I know, but we had such a good time in there. It was absolutely amazing. The memories flooded back. Here's the problem. That same house is now being asked an asking price of $240,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
So that's how what happens when money starts to get inflated. Now you need $240,000 to buy a house that's what, 60 years old, and probably 7 years old, and had laborers, what would you call it? Tradesmen. They had, those plasterers were great. They did an awesome job. So that's what happens when the fiat money starts to go bad, and now they are just really throwing caution to the wind with all of this stuff. It's as if they're trying to spend as much as they can before it actually collapses so that they can get something else out of it, which seems stupid to me because let's go in the other direction, right? But no, that's not what they're doing.
Yep, exactly. And they're talking about the possibility that within just a couple of years, I've seen some reports say within just a couple of years, the only option that our government's going to have is say, we're just going to declare bankruptcy and start all over again. And when that happened, that's what happened in Venezuela. I remember when, 20 years ago now, I guess, when they hit all that oil boom and they said, we had so much money, every person in our country gets a guaranteed wage, inflation happened. Again, you got all that money and I got a bucket of apples, right? So inflation went up. And then the crisis hit and they can't buy a loaf of bread. You said they're using flakes of gold to get haircuts because their money is worthless.
Worthless.
Declare bankruptcy. That's what's going to happen here. I mean, the money that they're printing right now is going to become worthless. And it's going to take you $1,001 bills to go get a haircut, you know, and then the barber's going to like, you know, he's got 25 people a day coming in, giving him $1,000 that he can't even go to the store and buy groceries with, you know?
Yes.
He's going to say, no, I need the gold. We're going back to the Roman times where I want gold in order to do any transaction with this. So obviously that's what's happening in Venezuela right now. And unfortunately, that's what the good news is. The Bible says all this is going to happen anyway, just before Jesus comes back. So the good news is Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he is. That is the good news. And of course, he's able to create something from nothing. And that's why we like to see him in our lives and take care of our needs. You know, as we have that crop up, because I'll tell you what, out of the blue, out of nowhere comes these difficult problems. Right. And so this is just the beginning. That is, and with the, what is it, the chain of the supply chain? Mm-hmm. No, this is just the beginning that is happening. So there's no end in sight, so to speak.
Exactly.
End
in sight. Exactly. And, you know, so not only we've covered, you know, the oil shortage, you know, China, as you said, and India, they're running out of coal. So it's not just oil, yeah. They're running out of coal, right? Natural gas, you know, and like I said, they've already gave us warning here in the United States, your energy costs in some cases are going to go up 54%+ over last year, you know. And, you know, as you talked about the factories and stuff in China, they don't have enough energy to produce products. And, you know, that's where we get a lot of the stuff that is purchased here in the United States, made in China. Made in China. I remember back growing up, it was made in Japan, but now it's made in China. And, you know, I need new tires for my car, right? So I went down to the tire shop. The ones I wanted aren't in supply. So I got to get a different version, right? Why? Because there's a backlog already here in the United States.
Oh, no. I need tires too.
Yeah, I think you better get them. Payday's coming up. I'm getting my tires before winter. I want to get them before winter sets in, right?
Wow.
And, you know, I don't want to be driving around in the winter on bald tires.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't work out too well.
But, yeah.
So, amen. Yeah. That's happening here in the United States, not China, you know, Russia, all that. You know, and I think you even said the tractor parts are and tires are like 18-month order time.
You know? Yeah. So, if you want a tractor tire, you got to order it now. In 18 months, you might be lucky and get it.
Yeah. God bless you if you need it next spring.
You know, that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, Tom, the time we have left, I want you to discuss a dream you recently had about what is happening in the United States and about to happen, and for that matter, across the world. I mean, and it had to do with a spiritual power transfer. Is that an energy transfer like we've been talking about, or is this something God has in plan?
Well, I love these God dreams because they're so creative. It's absolutely amazing. So the way that it started out, you know, when I go for the listener, when I go to bed, I never know what's going to happen. Because I tell the Lord, please allow me to be your servant during the day and during the night. And so with dreams and visions and visitations, he will speak to me in a variety of ways. And I had this over-the-top dream. And the dream was on September 30th. And what happened is that if you think of the San Andreas Fault in the southern end of California, you can actually see where the two plates grind against each other. And it's pretty noticeable. Well, in this dream, there was a rift or a rip in the Earth's crust that was very noticeable. And as I started to watch this, I noticed it. I started to see people coming up to this rip in the Earth, and they were sitting on both sides of it. They got their lawn chairs, they got their, you know, snack food, they got their coolers, because for some reason they knew that this was coming. Now, I don't know how they knew. So, but I'm watching, you know, there's this phenomenon that's called earthquake lights. And when you have an energy charge from the pressing of the two plates together, and just before it releases or as it's releasing, there are a rare phenomena where lights will emanate in the sky. It's, so this is what's happening in this this fault line that I'm observing in the stream, is that off in the distance, these lights start showing up, flashes of lights that fill the sky. And people started getting excited, and they were screaming and yelling. You know, they were excited. And then what happens is that it ripped right along the line and went right past them. And as it was doing it, it was a flash of light. It was power that was ripping down it. Now, if you've ever had a hose and you put it up like at a 45-degree angle, maybe a 75-degree angle, you're going to have that stream of water that is going to come out of the hose, and it's going to go, whatever, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet away. No, and it's going to be pretty much in the same dimension of the inside of the hose. Well, this is where the electrical power was. I saw arc rip from one side, from the right side to the left side, in numerous spots as it was going along. And so I'm thinking, oh, wow, with elevators and relays and stuff, I've often seen arcs rip going as the relay drops out. So I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what in the world just happened here? And the effect was, is that on the right with a prophetic message, the right means the world and left means spiritual world. So it was ripping from right to left. All right. So it was a power transfer, a power transfer from the world to the spirit world. And so what does this mean? It means that right now, when you look at the United States, evil has been in control and it has no opposition whatsoever, right?
Exactly.
They do whatever they want to do and they get away with it. It's absolutely amazing. But this dream showed that it now moved over to the other side. Now, good is getting the power to be able to rise up and oppose the darkness and oppose the evil. And we are starting to see a little bit of that happen in just the few short days since September 30th. Excuse me. And one of the things that illustrates this is that there was a pastor who was a Republican, flipped a seat in Iowa that was long held by Democrats. All right, so that might not seem like a big deal, but when you see that there was a change in position and philosophies, you know, in the political realm there, okay, that is a step in the right direction. Right. Then you have this doctor from St. Luke's Hospital University, and he's talking about on Carlson Tucker, they are now getting people tested for natural immunity. If they have the natural immunity, they're not making them take the vaccination. And I'm thinking, wow, this is huge. This is absolutely huge.
Amen. Amen. Nope. We just talked about that. Amen.
Yeah. And then there's another one that you might think that this is a little off, because there's good and bad in it, all right? There's a thing that's called a cyclone bomb. Mm-hmm. And the cyclone, which is now, I think there was one or two of them off the coast, the West Coast by Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. And it becomes a cyclone bomb when it drops more than 24 decibels?
Millibars.
Millibars, thank you. Decibels, oh, that's hearing. I don't want to hear a hurricane coming or, you know. So a day, right? Okay, so here's the good part. There's a lot of rain with it, right? Well, we talked about Lake Orville. I checked it this morning. It's up 4 feet. Now, 4 feet is not going to solve their problem, right? Because they're like another 130 feet down from their full part, right? But it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Amen.
They need water out there. Now, what's the downside? They got landslides. They have floods. They have electricity that is out, but those things can be taken care of. They were running out of water, and now these two storms are giving them the water that they needed. They had a near miss in for the Colorado River, and I say that because South Dakota, northern Utah, they had a snowstorm just a short period ago. No, but it doesn't flow into the Colorado, right, which is Lake Mead and Lake Powell. And so, but they are predicting a bad winter this year. And I think in part because due to the volcanoes that has been popping off, right? The volcanoes put that stuff into the air and it affects about how the earth heats up. And we have a colder winter when we have too many volcanoes that spew the ash into the air.
Amen.
You know, and so that means that in Colorado on the Western Continental Divide, if they get a lot of snow, then it feeds the Colorado. You see, last year they only had 3 inches of snow in Durango, Colorado.
Yep.
No, so and now here's the big one. The big one is that Donald Trump has launched or is launching his new media campaign and social media app. Yep. Now, why is this important? Because it means that the monopoly of the one-sided information and censoring is now going to be affected by that. And so we do reference Rumble, and we do reference BitChute, but they're small players, right? So this is going to be a huge thing for being able to get the information out. And so that's another thing that shows a power transfer that is continuing. Now, will this help us in the long run? Yes, but it's not going to alleviate the supply chain problems that we got and all these other problems. Yeah. People are going to be under pressure. But this is good news, starting to see the change in this. But people still need Jesus, and they need him really bad. And this is the thing.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I've already pre-ordered my app of President Trump's new app. You can pre-order it on Apple Store. On the Apple Store, I signed up. So as soon as it goes public, it'll automatically be downloaded to my phone. So.
Whoa. Amen. That is awesome.
Yep. Amen. Now, you also want to tell us about a rise in the presence of God in a couple of churches in particular, right?
Oh, that is amazing. All right. So in Hobart, Indiana, which isn't too far from my house, my friends were working on a house in Calumet City, and they had learned about this pastor from New York because he used to teach school, and their nephew was in his class in the Illinois area. Right. And so, but now that he's a pastor, he has been going to New York, but he came back to Hobart to start another church. In the morning, they did a service where there was a healing that took place, instantaneous healings. Then in the afternoon, they did deliverances. Right. And so that was pretty, that can be pretty amazing, having deliverance. All right. And then in the evening, they had the service, which was a filling of the Holy Spirit. Now, the fascinating part is that this only happens when somebody has tapped into the power in the name of Jesus, right? They have these three dynamic things happen. It just doesn't take place. And so this pastor is like really making a difference. Now, I have been to Edmond, Oklahoma. I was with Pastor Phil. We were going to hold a weekend Holy Spirit conference. We had a host pastor. He was a little bit on the fidgety side about our spiritual positions, okay? So he asked us a bunch of questions, and we thought we passed. And so Friday night, we had our first message. And then on Saturday morning, he locked the church. He locked the church and says, I'm canceling the rest of the meetings.
Wow.
So we had our group meet together. I had a dream showing that it was going to happen a week before. So I kind of shared it with them just in case. And the people who had brought this together, it was a Zoe Healing Center. They'd never had this happen before, right? Okay, so they were devastated. But Phil and I have had these things happen before. So it's just like, okay, we move on. No?
Yeah.
So that night, Friday night, I hear a sound during the middle of the night, and it's a whistle. So I have come to know that when I hear a whistle, it's Jesus saying, hey, Tom, I'm over here. Problem is, where is here?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I moved up my schedule to go visit my niece. I moved everything up 2 days because of the cancellation. So I decided to drive halfway to my niece's area, and it's Hayes, Kansas, right? So I wasn't even thinking about church until about 9 o'clock. It hit me. Tom, where are you going to go to church tomorrow? So I look up the local Assembly of God, and what happened is that God started having me pray for this church. You know, in the beginning, and then during the night, I had a season of intercession that went on, and I went to the church in the morning, and it was really a nice AG church, Assembly God Church. They had probably just over 100 people, maybe 125 people. the fourth worship song, the Holy Spirit showed up. The pastor walks over to the leader, the worship leader, whispers in her ear. They went into extended worship. Right? Okay, then it gets better. Now he starts calling people up for healing. About 20 people went up for healing. And then what happened is that they continued worship and people started giving words of prophecy during the service. And so this one retired pastor goes, I haven't been in the presence of God this good in 20 years.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It was, yeah. So we are seeing the presence of the Holy Spirit show up in power. No, yeah. And that changes people's lives. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Yeah. If only that would happen in more churches across America. But you're saying there's a power transfer coming. So maybe that's just the open door that we need to pray this in. Amen.
Well, I did get a good message about Lee County, Florida, is that God is doing something down there. My friend Steve and Marlene, Steve has been very sick, and Marlene is saying they're seeing the miracle after miracle taking place in his life. And so there's something, God is doing something in Lee County, Florida, which I wish I could get down there and find out.
Amen. Amen. Just get in the car and go. No,
I need new tires. No.
And don't forget your mask.
Yeah. I got one.
Tom, all this is so interesting, as usual. Again, it goes to the day and time in which we are living, in which the Bible has told us life would be like just before the return of Jesus. So would you pray for someone who listening today, the Holy Spirit's tugged at their heart and opened their spiritual eyes of understanding, and they now have a desire to receive Jesus as their Savior. Would you pray for them as we close
out? Oh, what a wonderful honor. Thank you. Pray with me. Dear Father, we ask you that you would please look upon us, and that we need you. We thank you for your son Jesus and the work he did on the cross. He paid the price for mankind's sin. I want to let you know, Father, I am a sinner, and I ask that you would please forgive me. I am sorry for the pain my sins have caused you. Again, please forgive me. Now, Father, I invite your son Jesus to come into my heart, come into my life, and I want to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Folks, again, it seems like this clock runs fast every time Tom Donnan comes to visit. I mean, I have to get this thing checked, Tom, but I swear it's running fast. But Tom, how can someone get in touch with you if they wanted to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this with you?
That would be through the Gmail email address, and that would be healingthenation1776@gmail.com. Or they can go to Spiritual House Cleaning Ministry and Facebook, and they can get a hold of me there too.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are all out of time for today, folks. Go down to the show notes, get in touch with Tom, and let him know you heard about him on this podcast. Amen. For Tom, Don, and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you again, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.